प्रणाम माता जी, ऑल ग्लोरी।
Hey Krishna, welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. We are extremely fortunate to have His Grace Amoghalila Prabhuji here with us today. And Prabhuji would be enlightening us by discussing Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 7 and Verse 36. But before we dive into this nectarine class, I will request Raj Prabhuji to share a brief introduction about His Grace Amoghalila Prabhuji. So Hare Krishna, Raj Prabhuji, Dharmat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, over to you.
Hare Krishna Matari, Dhanu Pranam to you and all the assembled devotees. All glory to Srila Prabhupada, Shri Guru and Gauranga. Here's a brief introduction for our very dear speaker, His Grace Amoghalila Prabhuji. Amoghalila Prabhuji is a disciple of His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj and is presently serving as the Vice President of Dwarkadish Temple at Dwarka. With great spiritual curiosity right from his childhood days, Prabhuji found his answers at ISKCON and in 2010 became a full-time practicing monk, Brahmachari. Prabhuji has an art of combining the heavy philosophy with just the right proportion of anecdotes, one-liner, humor to leave the audience spellbound and inspire them to embrace this path of bhakti. And Prabhuji gives classes in both Hindi and English. Prabhu has helped thousands of students free themselves from the clutches of addiction and depression. He also serves as a life coach, helping people with stress-related problems. We are very, very, very grateful to have Prabhuji as our speaker on Bhakti Sangha today. Over to you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Raj Prabhuji, for sharing that introduction. Do you have Prabhuji on the call? I didn't see him.
Prabhuji has joined.
Yeah. Hare Krishna Amoghalila Prabhuji. Dhanvat Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much for giving us your valuable time and association this morning and enlightening us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. Without further ado, I'd like to request you to please take over from here. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji. Okay, so let's sing one song. Just give me a minute. Okay, so I'm just sharing my screen. All right. Can you give me the sharing guide so that I can share the song? Or otherwise, you can open the song Sarvasva Tomar Charane Sampiya.
Prabhuji, can I?
Sorry? Okay, now I can share. Huh? All right, so here is this song written by Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. This is connected to the theme of today's lectures. That's why I thought maybe we can sing this song by Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So first I would read the translation so that when we sing the song, we sing it more meaningfully. Now that I have surrendered all I possess, I fall prostrate before your house. You are the Supreme Lord. Kindly consider me your household dog. Chain me nearby and maintain me as you will. I shall remain at the doorstep and allow no enemy to enter your house. I will keep them at the bounds of the moat surrounding your home. Whatever remnants your devotees leave behind after honoring your prasadam will be my daily sustenance. I will feast on those remnants with great ecstasy. While sitting up, while lying down, I will constantly meditate on your lotus feet. Whenever you call, I will immediately run to you and dance in rapture. I will never think of my own maintenance, but rather remain transported by a multitude of ecstasies. Bhakti Vinod Thakur accepts you as his only support. Okay, here goes us this song. Sarvasva tomar charane sampiyan odechi tomar ghare tumi to thakur tomar kukur boliya janahu more. বন্দিয়ানে কাটে আমারে পালিবে, রহিব তোমার দ্বারে, প্রতিপজনেরে আসিতে না দিব, রাখিব গড়ের পারে, তব নিজ জন প্রসাদ সেবিয়া, উচ্ছিষ্ট রাবে জাহান পরম আনন্দে, প্রতিদিন হবে তাহা, বসিয়া শুইয়া তোমার চরণ, চিন্তিব সতত আমি, নাচিতে নাচিতে নিকটে যাইব, যখন ডাকিবে তুমি, নিজের পোষণ কভু না ভাবিব, রহিব ভাবের ভোরে, ভক্তি বিনো তোমারে পালকা, বলিয়া বরণ করে, হরে কৃষ্ণা 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে, হরে কৃষ্ণা 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে, হরে কৃষ্ণা 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে, হরে কৃষ্ণা 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে, জয় প্রভু পদা প্রভু পদা, জয় প্রভু পদা, জয় জয় প্রভু পাদ প্রভু পাদ প্রভু পাদ, জয় জয় প্রভু পাদ, প্রভুপাদ কি জয়, শ্রী ভক্ত ঠাকুর জি কি জয়, শ্রীমদ ভাগবতম কি জয়, তাই তাই গো প্রেমানন্দে হরি 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 বল, হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে, ওয়াট ইজ ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায়, ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায়, ওম নমো ভগবতে Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna, devotees. So today we are studying Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 7. And the chapter entitles Indra Offends His Spiritual Master Brihaspati, and verse number 36. Akinchana nam hi dhanam shilokchanam tene nivritti tat sadhu satkriyah, কথম বিগ্রহ্যম নু করোম্যধীশ্বরা, পৌরোধ সম্ভৃষ্যতি যেন দুর্মতি, অকিঞ্জনানাম হি ধনম শিলোঞ্চনম তেনে নিবর্তিত সাধু সৎক্রিয়া, কথম বিহগ্রাম নু করোম্যধীশ্বরা, পৌরোধ সম্ভৃষ্যতি যেন দুর্মতি, অকিঞ্চনানাম হি ধনম শিলোঞ্চনম তেনে নিবর্তিত সাধু সৎক্রিয়া, কথম বিগ্রহ কথম বিহগ্রয়ম নু করোম্যধীশ্বরা, পৌরোধ সম্ভৃষ্যতি যেন দুর্মতি. So now word meaning was an anonymous translation of Prabhupada by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Now word meaning or synonyms are as follows. Akinchananam, of person who have taken the austerities and penances to become detached from worldly possessions. He certainly, dhananam, the wealth, shila, the collecting of the grains left in the field, unchanam, and the collecting of the grains left in the wholesale marketplace. Tena, by that means, iha, here, nirvartita, tita, accomplishing, sadhu, of the exalted devotees, satkriyaha, all the pious activities, katham, how, vigrahayam, reproachable, nu, indeed, karomi, I shall execute, adhishwaraha, o great governors of the planetary systems, Pordhasam, the duty of the priesthood. Harishati is pleased. Yena, by which. Durmatihi, one who is less intelligent. Translation. O exalted governors of the various planets, the true Brahmana, who has no material possessions, maintains himself by the possession of accepting silongchana. In other words, he picks up the grains left in the field and the ground on the ground and in the wholesale marketplace. By this mean, householder Brahmana who actually abides and their families and perform all necessary pious activities. A Brahmana who desires to achieve happiness by gaining wealth through professional priesthood must certainly have a very low mind. How shall I accept such priesthood? Okay. Now purport. A first-class Brahmana does not accept any reward from his disciples or yajamanas. Practicing austerities and penances, he instead goes to the agricultural field and collects the food grains left by the agriculturalist to be collected by Brahmanas. Similarly, such Brahmanas go to marketplaces where grains are purchased and sold wholesale, and there they collect grains left by the merchants. In this way, such exalted Brahmanas maintain their bodies and families. Such priests never demand anything from their disciples to live in opulence, imitating Kshatriyas or Vaishyas. In other words, a pure Brahmana voluntarily accepts a life of poverty and lives in complete dependence on the mercy of the Lord. Not very many years ago, a Brahmana in Krishnanagar near Navadvip was offered some help from local zamindar or landlord, Raja Krishnachandra. The Brahmana refused to accept the help. He said that since he was very happy in his householder life, taking rice given by his disciples and cooking vegetables of tamarind leaves, there was no question of taking help from the zamindar or the landlord. The conclusion is that although Brahmana may receive such opulence from his disciples, he should not utilize the rewards of his priesthood for his personal benefit. He must use them for the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Agyana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuranmulitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamahiyam Dadati Swadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavascha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabudhutam Parjana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagalalita Shri Vishakhan Vittasha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopikat Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sutadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpata Rubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Mishripadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminithi Ramane Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pricharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Deshtarine Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yatkripata Mahamande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanyeshwaram Jai Guru Dev Dashtu Prabhati Jai. Hey, Hare Krishna. So this is a very good verse. It talks about the attitude of a teacher, the attitude of a guru, the attitude of a leader. How and what kind of attitude he should be carrying so that he remains inspirational for the followers or the disciples, and yet at the same time he himself remains pure. So it contributes to the purity of the priest or guru or a teacher or a leader, and the followers remain inspired. And they are more anxious to serve the other person because the leader is so much satisfied. Once Shukadeva Goswami was asked by Parikshit Maharaj, how come we see that the devotees of Lord Shiva, they have got material opulence? Here comes this word, akinchananam. So he asked that how come the devotees of Lord Shiva have a lot of material opulence, but the devotees of Lord Krishna doesn't have material opulence? How come? Including Lord Shiva, who is a devotee of Krishna, he also doesn't have material opulence. His followers have got material opulence, but Lord Shiva doesn't carry any material opulence. Because being a devotee of Krishna, they don't have material opulence. How come? What's the reason? So, Parikshit Maharaj asked this question to Srila Shukadeva Goswami. And then Srila Shukadeva Goswami said that the devotees of Lord Shiva, they have material opulences because Lord Shiva gives them this mercy. Yes. Although he has got other form of mercy as well, which is known as Nishkapat Kripa. This is Sakapat Kripa, which means those who are hypocrites, they only get this kind of hypocritical blessings from Lord Shiva. He can give you so much. You are asking for what? You are asking for these material opulences. Insignificant. So Sakapat Kripa. But there is Nishkapat Kripa, which is more exalted form of mercy by Lord Shiva. And that he gives in the form of giving bhakti to the followers, to the Vaishnavas, to the devotees of Lord Krishna. So that is Nishkapat Kripa. But usually it is seen that devotees of Lord Shiva, they are very opulent. They are very wealthy, very aristocratic, lots and lots of properties, and they live a very opulent life. And Lord Shiva himself doesn't carry any material opulence because he is a devotee of Lord Krishna. So then Sri Shukadeva Goswami says, because the devotees, they have spiritual opulences. Yes. In fact, Rukmini ji also said the same thing when Krishna said, see my devotees, they all are beggars. This is how I treat my devotees. So you got married to a person who does not even treat his devotees properly. They are beggars. So Rukmini ji gave same reply, that your devotees have got the opulence of bhakti. Yes. So not that they do not have or they cannot have material opulences. They can have. They don't want it actually. Because your devotees, they are satisfied with only one wealth. That is you. They have only one wealth. That's you. So entire wealth in this entire creation is coming from Goddess of Fortune. And Goddess of Fortune belongs to Krishna. So Krishna has made Goddess of Fortune, Goddess of Fortune. And that Krishna, he becomes an object of love for these devotees. And he's controlled by these devotees. So in a way, we can say that actually these devotees are most ambitious. Devotees are most ambitious. That opulences of this world, insignificant. Heavenly pleasures, insignificant. Okay, even residence in Brahmaloka, insignificant. Okay, Brahma Jyoti, you enter into Brahma Jyoti, Brahma Sukh, insignificant. What? Even when it comes to Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they say, well, even we do not want residence in Narayan Loka. We don't want to go to Narayan Loka. We want Golok Vrindavan. Nothing less done. So in a way, devotees are most ambitious people on the planet because they do not get settled with anything less other than Krishna Prem. Wow. So Akinchan Vittaya is another term which comes from the Brahmins or the Vaishnavas. Akinchan means those who are materially impoverished. And those who are materially impoverished, for them, the wealth is Krishna. So devotees of Krishna are like that. So they remain always satisfied in all the situations of life. But usually we see that in this world, Brahmanas are usually not so much satisfied. Yeah, because to practice satisfaction, those who are satisfied, that in itself is an opulence. Especially in Kali Yuga, those who are satisfied, they are opulentable. They have the wealth of satisfaction. But how come they become so much satisfied? What leads to such satisfaction? His bhajan is bhakti. But since many of the Brahmanas in this world or those who are priests, they are not devotees of Krishna, so they remain dissatisfied, actually. So this is what happens. In fact, there were once devotees, they were seeing their video, the marriage video of the video of their marriage. And they were just recalling those memories. Just see, you know, during our marriage time, this person used to look like, they look like this and look like that, and this person and that person. In this way, they were just recalling their sweet memories of marriage. And the video cassette, it reached the point where the priest is reciting the mantras for the marriage. And now, since they had become devotees, so they had little idea about the mantras. So the husband, he could recognize that actually these mantras are recited when somebody is given sannyas. So the priest had recited the mantras of sannyas and got them married. Wow. Because he also did not know what's the meaning of these mantras. Well, mantras should be there. Swaha, swaha should be there. Swaha, swaha. Offering in the fire sacrifice. Swaha. Done. Similarly, there was one more marriage where he asked for 5,000 rupees. And then those who are the relatives of on the girl's side, they said, well, nothing more than 2,000 rupees. He said, well, I do not do this priesthood. less than 5,000 rupees. 5,000 rupees. So the brother of the bride, he had the pistol. And he said, so Brahmin, how much money? 5,000 or 2,000? So priest, yes. So priest said, well, 2,000. Good, smart guy. So then he got the marriage done. So when he got the marriage done, so his assistant Brahmin was also there with him, the assistant priest. So after the marriage was done, as they were going back to their home, he said, Swamiji, oh Brahmin, today it was a loss. Usually we get the marriage done in 5,000 rupees, but today, because of this pistol, you got it done for 2,000 rupees. Loss of 3,000 rupees. He said, well, no loss. No loss. I chanted the mantras which I chant when somebody is given the funeral. When those mantras I chanted and got them married. So let me see what kind of auspiciousness will come to their life. If there are Brahmins like this, God. So that should not happen. But yes, but usually we see that in this world, Brahmins are usually not so satisfied. In fact, when Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, when he was invited by one of the local kings so that he can do some Harikatha. Now, since this king was under the control of the so-called Brahmins who were never satisfied, who were professional Brahmins, and they would come and render various kinds of services, and they would offer bhoga to the Lord. So every day that prasadam was being sent to Srila Bhakti Maharaj, okay, since you are doing Harikatha in this program, kindly have this prasadam. He refused. He would only take Tulsi Patra from that offering and refuse the rest of the offering. Every day this was happening. Every day. So king thought that maybe one day he can refuse, but all the days he may not refuse. But every day he refused it. And then, so the king felt very embarrassed. Every day the person who's coming for Harikatha, he has not taken prasadam. What to speak of remuneration? What to speak of money? He has not even taken prasadam. Why? So he asked him that, Srila Bhakti Samaraji, why did you not accept anything? He said, I did not accept because this food is offered to Krishna by these so-called Brahmins who are greedy, who are professional, who are more money-oriented. And they are not at all Vedic. They are not practicing. So Krishna does not accept the food offering from them. And that's why whatever you were bringing to me was not prasadam. I used to take Tulsi Maharani because irrespective who offers Tulsi Maharani to Krishna, Krishna does accept. So Krishna accepted the Tulsi part, but not the rest of the part. Because the rest of the part was contaminated with the contaminated feelings of the Brahmins, the so-called Brahmins. That's why I rejected, because it was not prasadam. It was just food, which was not accepted by Krishna. Because Krishna doesn't accept food from such people, which you have kept in terms of professional priesthood. So that's why I refused to take that. So so the king was really shocked. Oh, that can be such a serious issue. Yes. He said, in my temple, in my mathas, only the person who chants 64 rounds, he offers bhoga to Krishna. And he practices nicely. Others may chant 32 rounds, 16 rounds, 48 rounds, whatever rounds. But the one who chants 64 rounds offers bhoga to Krishna. So that Krishna accepts it. So in this way, so Brahmins, when they are professional, absolutely rejected. Yeah. And Srila Bhakti Maharaj, because he used to very frankly, he would openly talk about this. So that's why some of the Brahmins were really disturbed. Really disturbed by this kind of behavior. But yeah, but that's the nature of a Brahmin, that he is satisfied. In fact, there are three avenues we should invest satisfaction. In one's spouse, one should be satisfied. One should not think, well, I wish I would have married that person. I wish I would have. Anyways, bad luck. Bad luck. No, one should not think like that. One should be satisfied with one's spouse. But whatever the person is, okay, that's my destiny. All right. Be satisfied. In one's food, whatever food is offered to the person, one should be satisfied. One should not demand, give me this, give me that. Hey, chillax. This food has come. Okay, chapati is there. Okay, dry chapatis are there. A little shark. Okay, thank you. All right. In one's earnings, one should be satisfied. Whatever comes, thank you, Krishna. You are sending it because ultimately you are maintaining me. So, Thank you very much. So one should be satisfied in one's with one's earnings as well. So in three avenues, a Brahmin is always satisfied. In one about one's spouse, one is satisfied. About the earnings, one should be satisfied. And the food, one should be satisfied. Three places a Brahmin is never satisfied. In knowledge, he's never satisfied. I wish I could know more. Thirsty for knowledge, never satisfied. Two, he's never satisfied in charity. Whatever charity he gets, so he keeps whatever is required, bare minimum for his maintenance. Rest in case there is extra, even Brahmin gives charity. Yes. So, Brahmin, he does patan patan yajan yajan dan pratigriha. So, a Brahmin should do this. Patan patan, that means he should learn as well as teach. Yajan yajan, that one should do yagya and all should also facilitate yagya. And third is that dan pratigriha, that means he should give charity and receive charity. So in terms of charity also, a person is never satisfied. The Brahmin is never satisfied. I wish I could give more. And third is in chanting the holy names of Krishna. He's never satisfied. I wish I could chant more. So in these three avenues, a Brahmin is never satisfied. Charity, holy name, and knowledge. He's always thirsty. More and more and more. So that's the attitude of the Brahmin. So where to invest satisfaction and where to invest non-satisfaction. So they have their own respective avenues. Like you see the example of Sudama. Sudama was very satisfied. Although he was very so much poverty stricken, his body had practically no fat at all. The skin was absolutely attached to the ribs. And the ribs were so clearly visible from outside. Very lean and thin. But he would never go to anyone to ask for anything. No, nothing. So when he wanted to take some gift for Krishna, he had no gift to take. I'm going to meet Krishna. Firstly, so wife insisted to Sudama that you should go and ask your friend. He's Dwarkadhish. He's a lord of Dwarka. He's a lord of universe. He's a lord of creation. You should go and ask him. He said, no. How can I ask all of these things from Krishna? He's my friend. He's my everything. He's the lord of my heart. How can I ask such things? No. But wife, she was also Brahmini. She was insisting. Why? Because she could not see such a condition of her husband. That's why she was insisting. Not that she was also greedy of some kind of material opulence and mundane pleasures. No. She was not desiring. But just because she wanted to serve her husband, who is such an ideal Vaishnava Brahmin. That's why she was insisting. So he also agreed just to please her. That okay, since she is also a devotee of the Lord. So for her pleasure, maybe I can go and ask for something. But I should not go empty-handed. I should have something to carry as a gift to Krishna. So what can I give? Inside, as he saw, in all the utensils, there was nothing to be given. So from the neighbors, the wife went and brought some handful of chipped rice. That you can give these chipped rice to your friend Krishna. He said, okay, I can give this chipped rice to Krishna. So then he was carrying it. And as he was carrying it, and he kept on walking. So because of the sweat was also getting soaked into the chipped rice. But throughout his journey, he was saying that I had such sweet memories of Krishna. I have such sweet memories of Krishna. Oh yes, when we were together in Gurukul, oh wow, what a wonderful time it was. So when he reached Krishna, so again, he was hesitant to give it. What can I give Krishna? This sweat-soaked chipped rice to Krishna. But Krishna, he wanted that. He said, well, I know that you've got a priceless gift for me. Chipped rice. Please give me that. So Krishna had it because he could see that there is love of Sudama in this. But yes, we see that Sudama is very much satisfied. He went to Krishna just because the wife was insisting. Satisfied, yes. So that's the nature of a devotee, that he is always satisfied. But what brings such satisfaction in the person? Because his heart is full of Krishna. And because the heart is full of Krishna, so that's why these kind of thirst, these kind of hunger, this kind of needs, they do not really bother. But when such desires are really occupying the mind, I wish I can have an Apple iPhone or iPad or iPod And throughout the chanting, one is only thinking of such gadgets or some other kind of material opulence, nice silken cloths. I wish I could get, maybe next time when I go to a house program, then I'll get money. So let me have more and more house programs so that people can give me some money. Yes, Lord Sri Prabhuji, don't refuse. Just $100 for you. Small amount. Please accept it. Well, okay, since you are saying, thank you. So $100. Gradually, I should get more and more money by having more frequent programs to the householders. And in case of Brahmachari starts thinking like this, let me have more of such programs so that I can get more of such donations and then I'll have a lot of money. Yes. So sometimes such priests, such brahmacharis, such monks, they start having such house programs, but they are actually mouse programs. So mouse goes to from one dwelling to another dwelling to another dwelling. So similarly, such a brahmachari or such a monk also goes to different householders so that I can get some money. Dollars, rupees, some pounds. I'll collect this money. Okay. What will you do with this money? I'll go to in Vrindavan. I'll purchase one plot, one land, one small piece of land. And then I need some more money so that I can make one two-story building. Yes. And in case it's going to be a two-story building, so I will not live alone in this two-story building. I need somebody to be with me. So I should marry a nice, beautiful girl. So where would whom would like to marry? Well, I like Russian girls very much. I would marry a Russian girl. Yes, they are nice Vaishnavis and they are very beautiful. Yes, so maybe European or maybe American. Yes. Yeah, that'll be good. It'll be nice. In this way, the priesthood, the mind of the priest gets polluted and corrupted because he thinks that Krishna is not going to maintain me. Yeah, Krishna is there. Krishna is the Supreme Lord, certainly, without a doubt. But Krishna would maintain, well, maybe he's maintaining me through these donations. So I should collect more of such donations from my disciples, from my followers. Yes. Yeah. Okay. And this way he goes to different avenues and he collects money so that he can have a plot. He can purchase a land and then he can make a house and get married to a nice, beautiful girl and then live happily forever. And then they happily live thereafter. Happy ending. Now it is only ending of one's spiritual life. So as somebody becomes thirsty for money, well, then the person gets polluted. So sadhu should have a respectful distance from two. One, opposite gender. Second, money. These two pollute. Yes, these attachments to these two pollute. Not that the money pollutes, not that the opposite gender pollutes, but the attachment to them, they certainly pollute the person's mind. In this way, the priest gets corrupted. And we have seen that any of such gurus who got addicted to material opulences because they had wealthy disciples and they are offering such beds, very nice, beautiful accommodation, very comfortable accommodation, high-tech gadgets, and they were accepting. Yeah. I know some of the gurus in ISKCON, in India, the disciple made a bed made up of heart. The shape of the bed was heart. And pink color heart bed. So it is pink color and heart shaped. And Guruji, the spiritual master, lies on such bed. And he sleeps for 6 hours, 8 hours, 9 hours. And people come, wash his feet. As he's on the bed, his feet are washed. And then that Charanamrita is collected and distributed among the disciples. Wow, that's very nice. So when Guru becomes addicted to such opulences, well, not very good. So pink sattva, shuddha sattva. Well, it's not about sattva or shuddha sattva. Pink means romance. Pink means passion. So it's not about sattva or shuddha sattva. It's about passion. Yes. So that's why. So pink color bed. We have seen such pink color beds with the shape of heart and Guruji lying onto it. Wow. He travels always in business class, never ever economy class, always business class tickets. Of course, some of the gurus, of course, they travel in business class so that they can preach to such business class people. But there are such other rare spiritual masters. Like Bhakti Charu Maharaj used to travel in business class always so that he can preach to such people and bring them to Krishna consciousness. But sometimes when somebody is just addicted to material opulence, I can have a television there in the flight and I can watch some latest movies. Wow, that's nice. So no economy class, only business class. So such kind of opulence, it pollutes the mind of the spiritual leader or guru. This happens. So devotee should, so anyone who is having spiritual leadership should stay away from such place. Like His Holiness Gauragovind Maharaj, when he went to Europe for the first time, and he was given very regal accommodation. We say, what kind of place is this? He said, well, this is the place which we give to the sannyasis and the gurus. And Maharaj said, well, this is not a place for a sannyasi or a guru at all. When he saw the bathroom was huge, big bathroom was there with such beautiful tiles. And he said, well, here so many devotees can live. How can this place be given to a bathroom? This opulence is way too much. And then he got the bucket full of water with a mug in it and he took it outside. He went to the balcony. He took his bath there. And it was quite shocking for many of the disciples, many of the devotees there. Said, Maharaj is taking bath outside. How come? And Maharaj said, no, that opulent bathroom is way too opulent. It's not for sannyasi or a guru. Thank you. This is very good. I'm taking bath in open. So I'll just clean myself and then wipe my body and then wear my sannyas clothes. And that's so many of the devotees were very much impressed by this simplicity. Yes. So that's what is required for a sadhu, that he should live very simply. Actually, more we exhibit material opulences than the people outside, they judge devotees by the amount of opulence that they are carrying. Yes. So, I remember once we went to one very wealthy man in India. He had invited the devotees and he fed the devotees sumptuously. He made around 25-30 items in prasadam and he fed them each and every item, and devotees were also taking it. Some of them also got their tiffins packed, multi-story tiffins packed. And once the program was over, he said, well, devotees have got good capacity in terms of eating. They have got good capacity. And that was an insult indeed. So when we go outside and when we eat too much, and when we are seeking, so program is done. So sukha prasad, dry prasadam. Dry prasadam means money. So where is that? Where are our lifafas? Where are our envelopes? Where there is prasadam. Prasadam. So that contaminates the image of a sadhu. That pollutes the image of a sadhu. So sadhu should refrain from such opulences, because people are seeing us. Yes. What we do, how we do, what we do, and how much we do in terms of material opulence, they see this. So a devotee should remain very simple. Although simple doesn't mean that he should wear torn clothes. No, it's not like that. Proper clothes, well-stitched clothes, but not opulent clothes. Like for example, say silk, that one should avoid. In some of the avenues, sometimes the bona fide spiritual master, they exhibit such opulence when the audience is less intelligent. Then they do this so that they can come to Krishna consciousness. But once they come, then they are very, very simple cloths and all, because now they have become devotees. So then he wears his simple cloths. Yes. But he has those who are attached to comforts and royalties. Even when they're alone, then they live a very, very comfortable life. Yes, but those who are genuine, when they're alone or when they are with devotees only, not outsiders, they wear very simple clothes. I saw once His Holiness Indridum Swami Maharaj. He came for sannyas diksha of one of the devotees in Govardhan. So I saw that he was wearing his lungi and his kurta, and that was torn, and as if it was completely now rugged, and it was, but Maharaj was wearing it because he's in Govardhan. He's with devotees only. Outside, he may wear little opulent cloths. So sometimes devotee may take to the opulences, but not that he's attached to the opulences. He accepts them as a matter of preaching. Srila Prabhupada also used to wear sometimes silken dhoti kurta. He would wear it. But then he would also give it further. Like someone, he's happy with one of his disciples. He would say, okay, open my almirah and take whatever you want to take. So, dude, but Shri Prabhupada, that's yours. Yeah, that, okay, that's okay. Somebody gifted me. So now you can take it as Maha Maha of the spiritual master. So devotees, so people would give various kind of gifts to Srila Prabhupada, but he would also give it to his disciples, some of his senior and sincere disciples. Take it. So that's how Guru deals with his disciples. And the disciples, they also relish it, that our Guru Maharaj is so merciful, that he is not attached to any kind of opulence. Wow, that's so wonderful. So that's how a devotee should be living. He should not be attached to any of such mundane opulences. And a Brahminical-minded devotee should have this faith that Krishna is going to maintain me. So if Krishna is going to maintain me, then why should I hanker for all of these things? Let them naturally come. Yes. Once Guru Kripapu asked Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, can I worship Ganesha so that I can get money? Srila Prabhupada said, yes. Okay, in case you want to worship Ganesha along with Krishna, but then you have to promise me that you will bring every month $100,000 for Krishna. If you can bring that every month, $100,000 in those days, $100,000. Even today, $100,000 is a very big amount of money. In those days, Srila Prabhupada said, if you can bring every month $100,000, you can worship Ganesha. So Guru Kripapu said, Srila Prabhupada, I understood. Chant Hare Krishna, be happy. Get satisfied by this only. Yeah. So in this way, one should have this faith that Krishna is going to maintain me. Why should I be bothered? Yes, I should not worry. I should just chant Hare Krishna. Krishna will maintain me. When he is maintaining these monkeys, when Krishna maintains all of these birds and beasts, they don't have to think what will happen tomorrow. What will happen even today in the evening? They are not bothered. They don't think. Then who thinks? Human beings. We think. What will happen in the evening? What will happen tomorrow? What will happen after so many years? So let's get more and more money, more, more, and even more. So we are worried. But even animals are not worried, because even though they do not know that Krishna is maintainer, but they know that we would be maintained. They have this faith. So one should have this faith. There was one lady, she was a devotee, and there was one atheist. So this atheist said, well, why don't you, well, how come you believe in God? He said, well, because God is there, so that's why I believe in him. And not just I believe in him, I love him as well. What nonsense. He said, well, my Lord maintains me. He loves me. He said, he maintains you. He maintains you. She said, yes. My Lord maintains me. He said, okay. So your Lord maintains you. Okay. All right. So this rich person, this wealthy man, he sent his servant. He sent his servant, and he used to give money and food to this lady through a servant. And every day the servant of this wealthy man would come and bring some food and money for this lady. And she was accepting it. So after 1 month, so this wealthy guy, he came. He said, so, oh lady, oh you devotee lady. So who maintained you past 1 month? He said, my Lord Krishna, he maintained me past 1 month. He was maintaining me. He said, actually, so your God was maintaining you, right? She said, yes, of course. And this wealthy man said, do you recognize this man who used to give you everyday money and food? She said, yeah, I know him. He's a very kind person, very gentle person, very charitable. Every day he used to come and give me some money as well as food, morning, afternoon, evening. He's very kind. So this wealthy man said, well, let me introduce you. Who is this guy? He is my servant. I used to give him money. I used to give him food so that he can give it to you. So in past 1 month, I maintained you. Not that your God maintained you. I maintained you. And then this devotee lady had tears in her eyes. She said, oh my Lord, you are amazing. Even from the hand of an atheist, you fed me from past 1 month. You took care of me, you nourished me. Thank you so much. From past 1 month, you are maintaining me. Even through an atheist, oh Lord, you are amazing. You are outstanding. You are so loving. Thank you, my Lord. So the one who is convinced about the Lord that he is the maintainer, then yes, then there is no doubt. Yes. And in this way, one doesn't have to hanker too much about material opulences. No, not at all. Like even a householder should not work very hard to get a lot of money to have a comfortable life. One should work only that much, by which one can maintain one's family. Yes. In case some sadhu comes at home, one can serve that devotee. And a little bit money for some emergency. So one should only work that much. That's it. 8 hours of working, maximum 9 hours. That's it. Nothing more. The rest of the time is for my family, for my spiritual life, for my health. One should spend in this way. When there is work-life balance, so one remains very satisfied. Yes, a grihastha should be also satisfied. A Vaishnava grihastha, Vaishnava brahmachari should be satisfied. Whatever comes, Krishna is giving. Thank you, Krishna. Yes. And the day Krishna will not give, that means Krishna doesn't want me to live. So why should I live and he doesn't want me to live? So let me die. So like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he asked Srivas Thakur, how come you maintain yourself? I never seen you doing any business, any job. You do not do any of such stuff. How come you maintain yourself? He said, everything comes from my dear Lord. You are the one who is maintaining me. And in case nothing will come, one day, one clap. Second day, second clap, two claps. Third day, three claps. And then fourth day, I'll commit suicide. 3 days, if my Lord has not given me anything, that means my Lord doesn't want me to live. So, okay, Lord, I jump in the Ganges. I'm coming to you. That's it. So, of course, this is the highest standard of dependency on the Lord. But in case somebody is working outside, one should not work way too much, that he or she doesn't have time to chant Hare Krishna. I know some of the devotees, they are working so hard, working outside. They have got pending rounds. Pending rounds? Did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu give any such concept of pending rounds? But I know some of the sometimes devotees on the weekends, they are doing pending rounds. At Prabhuji, Maharajji, I am to chant 37 rounds pending plus 16 of today. Yeah. So 37 plus 16. 37. How come? Pending. So one should not work so hard outside that one doesn't have a time to chant 116 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So, of course, there are motivational speakers outside. They may motivate the person to work harder, anyone harder. Work hard, party harder, yay! Well, devotee doesn't abide by these kind of principles. Live simple life, simple living, high thinking. This is how a devotee should be living. All right, I'll stop here now. Hare Krishna. If anybody has any question, we can take a few questions now.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dhanavar Nam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. What amazing heart, Prabhu, like always, Prabhu. At the very start, Prabhu, thank you for the bhajan that you sing. And at the very start, you said, if somebody gives you the right, you can share the screen. And then the bhajan was, now that I have surrendered all the type poses, and you have done that, Prabhu. I don't think many people have done that. So thank you, Prabhu, for staying with us, Prabhu, and always enlightening us, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Prabhuji, there are already a few hands raised. Our very dear Sukhakara Krishna, Prabhuji, Hare Krishna.
Prabhu, Dandat Pranam. Exciting. Prabhuji, can you just tell more about the Akinchana Gochara? Because this other people say, why devotees become their beggars? You said one thing, that they want Krishna, they don't want anything. But yeah. Is it that all devotees are beggars? There are so many big,
no,
rich devotees.
It's not like that. Once Yudhishthira Maharaj, he said, Krishna, give me lot of wealth. Give me lot of money. And Yudhishthira Maharaj said, of course, Yudhishthira Maharaj, I can give you. But usually devotees do not ask for such opulences. How come you are asking for such opulences? He said, because sometimes people believe that the devotees of Krishna are all beggars. So let me prove to this world that the devotees of Krishna can have the best of wealth as well. But people should know that devotees voluntarily, deliberately, consciously give up this wealth because they just want to serve Krishna. But they can also accept this wealth to serve Krishna. And we have such wealthy devotees in ISKCON. They got a lot of money. And they get a lot of charity. Yes.
The Ford company's owner, Ambarish Maharaj.
So we have Ambarish Prabhuji. Excellent example. Earning just for Krishna. So actually, when we start earning for Krishna, we start liking, we enjoy Krishna, enjoy doing maybe, $10 million, maybe say 30, 20 million dollars at the max. body cannot consume so much of sense gratification. When people have, oh my, hundreds and thousands of millions of dollars, what will you do? Even you cannot enjoy it, this body more. So that's why we do not need so much of money. To live healthy, we need less money, actually. And we can comfortably live. Yes. Like Michael Jackson, he wanted to live for 100 years. He wanted to enjoy life. But those who are his physicians and dietitians, they said, well, you have to reduce your sense gratification in case you want to live for 100 years. But Michael Jackson said, but I want to live so that I can have sense gratification. But by having sense gratification, you will not live longer. So he could not even complete 50 years. I think he died in 49.5 years, somewhere around there. He could not complete even 50, what to speak of 100. So that's the paradox of life. When we have more sense gratification, we live less. In case you want to live long, you have to reduce sense gratification. So devotee, well, he is convinced that everything belongs to Krishna. But yes, in case if I have to accept money for Krishna, I want hundreds and millions of dollars, but for Krishna, not for myself. But for Krishna. So that's the mood of a devotee. Like once Srila Prabhupada, he saw one photograph of a spiritual guru, and he had this photograph with money lying here, and he's doing like this. So Srila Prabhupada said, now take my photograph as well. But take two photographs. One, I'm getting all of this money. Take this kind of photo. There's money, and I'm getting it. And second photo, I'm giving this money to Krishna. Two photographs. So that's the right attitude. Even somebody is having wealth, one should have that kind of attitude. Yes.
Because Michael Jackson wanted to live more so he could ICU in the house. So much money get the doctor. The doctor could not save him. He died.
Ah, that's true. That's true.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lila Prabhuji. Thank you. Beautiful answer, Prabhu. Certainly, we can beat some Bill Gates or Ambani, but there is then Kubera, who is still servant of our Krishna. So, what to speak about material? Disha Mataji, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Send our pranam. Okay. Can I ask?
Yeah, sure. Please, go ahead.
Prabhuji, first of all, I missed the opportunity to actually meet you in Mira Road ISKCON. That I really felt bad after that. You had come to Mira Road ISKCON, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I missed that day. That opportunity I missed.
You are lucky.
No, no, not at all. Okay, so my question is, what happens is when we do chanting and all, we tend to become lot of tolerant. So sometimes, sometimes people just walk over us. So at that time, how to take a stand for our own self?
As you know, this humbleness as a quality is understood by wise people. And usually in Kali Yuga, people are not so wise. So humbleness is understood by only intelligent people, especially devotees, they can understand humbleness. Outside world, we see that more we become humble, more we are seen as weak. So yeah. That's why when we are working outside, there we are assertive. We are neither aggressive nor humble with them. We are assertive, which is in between the two. So that they can understand. Otherwise, people can, of course, misuse our humbleness. So that's why. So we can be assertive while working outside. Like, for example, in case you become a leader of a team, so then there you are to sometimes give feedback. You are to sometimes chastise them, correct them. Because they're not working, they're being lazy. So we are to do that. So here we are being assertive. Or say somebody accuses us, that even though we are not at fault, but somebody is accusing us, abusing us. So we have to be assertive. We have to take proper action. Not just, we just forgive and forget. No. We may forgive, but and forget also in some of the cases, in case a person is rectifying himself or herself. Second is that you forgive, but you do not trust. Till the time you analyze a person is really now trustworthy or not. Yeah. Third is that you forgive and you analyze and you see that the person is still not trustworthy. So you do not trust, but you forgive. And fourth is that you forgive and you take some actions as well so that some rectification can happen on the other. So forgive and forget is just 1/4 of the whole story.
Okay, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
All right. So next is we have Priya Biswas. Yes, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Sorry, but can you please read the read the question. I
put read the question. Okay, Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanu Pranam. Thank you for coming to Agra a few days ago. I was in relation trouble, so you give the class of relationship apps. Thank you so much. And now I am having the problem. I am doing BCom and preparing for competitive exam, and I'm planning for doing a job of 8 hours. Self-dependent, but managing time is a big problem. What to do if I do a job? Then how can I get time for bhakti? Kindly explain. So find out a job which gives you time for bhakti. Like I remember when I was after my graduation in computer science, so one job came to me, and I asked that before you interview me, I will interview you. So is that 5 days week or 6 days week? So they said 6 days week. I said, I refuse to give interview. I want 5 days week, 2 days holiday, 1 day for my family, 1 day for my extra sadhana. So I want 5 days a week, 6 days a week. I'm not working. So that's why, so you can also, you should go for a job which gives you more time for your, for bhakti. And in case there are odd shifts, say no to such jobs. Krishna has made daytime for working, nighttime for taking rest. So sleep early, timely, and get up early. Chant Hare Krishna nicely. On your way to office, you can read or hear. While coming back as well, you can read and hear. Use public transport. In case you are driving, then you cannot do much of reading. But you can do some hearing also, but you cannot make notes. So that's why I use public transport if possible. Or you can be with somebody else so that you can have more efficient usage of time in Krishna consciousness. These are some of the things which we can be careful about when we are choosing a profession. And all right. So next question is, I want to be nearest possible and do. All right, Priya. Hare Krishna. May Krishna bless you. I want to be near ISKCON temple and do service. What to pray for Krishna and Guru? We should pray that may my love for you increase by leaps and bounds. That is what we should pray for. Rest, all the things will come in terms of food, in terms of accommodation, sustenance, maintenance. That will come by Krishna's mercy. We are sure about it. In case there is nothing to eat, go to a local wherever there is ISKCON temple and you can eat. So, you want to be near ISKCON temple? There, in ISKCON temple nearby, there are many nice accommodations and you can go for a suitable one for you, which is economically also suitable for you, which fits into your pocket. So go for that. Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Sorry, yes. Can you say it again what you said?
Which one?
How to pray.
How to pray? We should pray to Krishna that, oh Krishna, may my love for you increase by leaps and bounds.
Okay.
For that, one can offer prayers in one's own words, as well as one can sing the songs of Vaishnava Acharyas. Like this particular song which we sang today is such a beautiful prayer that, oh Lord, I am least bothered about my own maintenance. I know you are my maintainer. I live like a dog at your home. Actually, this is not my home. This is your home. Although I am living here, but I would live here with the mood that I am living in servant quarter. But actually, you are the owner of this house. With this feeling, I should live. So offering prayers to Krishna, especially through these songs of Vaishnava Acharyas, they have got such potency that it can change the template of one's mind. So one should offer prayers to Krishna through these songs of Vaishnava Acharyas. And they are masterpiece. Each and every song is a masterpiece. So much emotion in each and every song. Wow. So we should sing them, especially when you are alone, when nobody is watching you. Singing these songs alone for Krishna makes connection with Krishna so stronger. So we should do that. And the rest of the things will come in terms of bodily maintenance. Things come. Yes. Krishna maintains everyone. You know, elephant eats 50 kilograms every day. The wife also eats 50 kilograms every day. Equal rights. So 50 gram, 50 kilogram, 50 kilogram. Children also eat 25 kilogram. Four children, 25, 25, 25, 25. 200 kilograms elephant eats every day. Has he done MBA from MIT? A PhD from MIT, because every day 200 kilograms I am to eat. Who maintains elephants and his family? Krishna maintains. The ants, they have got this GPS. Where is the sweet lying? So they make a queue and they reach the sweet and they eat the sweet. Have you seen any ant dying out of starvation? We had nothing to eat and finally group of ants lying down dead out of starvation. Monkeys, not even a single dead body of a monkey out of starvation lying somewhere. So Krishna maintains monkeys, ants, elephants. Why not me, a devotee of Krishna? Why, even an atheist is fed by Krishna. Even atheist is fed. Why not me? So Krishna will maintain us. We should have this faith. So that's why we should pray for? We should pray for Krishna Prem. We should pray for service. That is what we should be praying. We should be praying for more and more devotees association. That is what we should be praying. And then Krishna becomes happy that yes. So we should ask for that which is beyond our destiny. In destiny, whatever is to come, it will come. Otherwise, also Krishna will give. So we should ask for that which is divine, which is devotional, which increases our love for Krishna. That is what we should be asking. Yeah.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Very nice answer.
Thank you, Mataji. So, Prabhuji, Dhan Pranam, how can we contribute funds to your temple building seva? Okay, iskondwarka.org. So somebody can go and make some donations. We need a lot of money. Yes. Otherwise, in case you are contributing to your local temple, first is that you should contribute to your local temple. I would not say, you know, okay, cut down your contributions to your local temple, give it to ISKCON Dwarka. No, I would not say that. So first, your contribution should go to your local temple, because every temple needs money for temple maintenance. So, and apart from that, in case you have some money to give, so you can give to ISKCON Dwarka for temple construction. So thank you very much for this offer. Thank you. So how can one can contact you for counseling help locally in Delhi? Well, I'm not available. Reason being, at least in 2023, my calendar is packed. So no date available in this particular year. And so in 2024, I can still give some date, maybe in January or February 2024. 2023 is packed. So only such Zoom classes one can ask questions and I can answer. Please forgive me. Krishna is keeping me busy because he knows. If I would not be busy, I would be busy in sense gratification. Amok Lidas, you are addicted to sense enjoyment? Yes, my Lord. Okay, I'll keep you so busy that you have no time for sense enjoyment. Okay, my Lord. Thank you, my Lord. So 2023 is packed up with services. After 2023 and 2024, I may have some plans for sense enjoyment. But again, Krishna will engage me in service so that no more sense gratification. That's my merciful Lord. Yes. Okay, now next question is Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much for the wonderful class. All glory to Srila Prabhupada. I do not know anyone from ISKCON. My family won't accept being at home. How can I make consistency in my sadhana? Please kindly help me in this. Anything which you want to do consistently, bring it to morning. Like those who go to gym in morning, they are able to have regular gymming because morning. Morning time is in Sattogun. So you should try to get maximum amount of slot in morning time. Because morning time means consistency. You want to study consistently morning time. You want to do chanting of Hare Krishna 16 rounds morning time. You see, the day we are not able to complete our 16 rounds in the morning. It's a struggle throughout a day. And sometimes rounds get completed by 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, midnight. Oh, it becomes such a struggle. So holy name should not wait. That should be the motto. Holy name should not wait. My 16 rounds should not wait. So first 16 rounds of Hare Krishna, then rest of the work. So try to bring more and more, get more and more time of morning time. That's the key to consistency. And more you have Sattogun in your consciousness, you are naturally consistent. Because Rajogun, mode of passion, distracts you with desires and temptations. Tamogun distracts you with dullness, inertia, sleep. So Sattogun is required to be consistent. All right. So next question is, Prabhuji, forgive for this question. At my home, Tulsi Maharani dries up and hence I offer food to Krishna without Tulsi Patra. Is it a sin? Are my offerings accepted? At location of my house, sun rays are not accessible due to huge buildings. So we try to keep Tulsi plant twice, but it dried up. Okay. So you can also have some bulb near Tulsi Maharani. So some heat is required. So that also can be used. Also, in case you can make some glass house setup in your house, so where Tulsi Maharani is kept, so sun rays can enter whatever little bit they are there, and then they keep it warm. Yeah, so like that. So that way you can take care of Tulsi Maharani. Also, you can use cow dung cakes, soak them in water, and with that water you should irrigate Tulsi Maharani. So that is also helpful in maintaining Tulsi Maharani. Usually, Tulsi plant lasts for around say 3 years or so. After 3 years, it dries up. So in case, if that's the case, do not feel disappointed. And if you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra nicely before Tulsi Maharani, then also Tulsi Maharani doesn't dry up. So there are some horticulture tips and some spiritual tips. More you have spiritually, you are very good. So Tulsi Maharani is happy to be with you. But in case you are not keeping good standards of bhakti at home, so then, yeah. But in case the leaves are dried up, still dry leaves can also be offered to Krishna. That Krishna, currently this is all what I have. So please kindly accept it. And these leaves can be soaked in water. And then they can be placed on the food items while they are being offered to Krishna. Okay, now next is from Bhakti Prada Champak Lata Devidasi. Thank you, Dhan Pranams. Thank you very much for such an energetic class. Prabhuji, can you please kindly give link or names of books of Vaishnava Acharyas? Yeah, of course, there are, like there is Padyavali. And there is also, recently there was Vaishnava song book released by Sarva Sakshi Prabhu. Vaishnava Padavali. That is, it contains almost all the songs. And one can also have Vaishnava songs app in mobile phone from App Store. One can download them like that. If you go to KK Songs, in KK Songs, there are almost all the songs in KK Songs website. KKSongs.org, I think it is there. So there also you can get songs of Vaishnava Acharyas. So get them first, read the meaning, and then you can download the file from ISKCON Desire Tree, how to sing that song, and then practice it and then sing it for Krishna. So every week one song. So at the end of the year, you will have 52 songs in your songs vocabulary. Wow, that's nice. So if you do that, that's very nourishing. So Srila Prabhupada used to say, the songs of Vaishnava Acharyas are expansions of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Wow. So they are very, very potent songs, these songs. Okay, next is from Suruchi Sarkar. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanar Pranam Prabhuji, although I am trying to improve my sadhana and hear lectures and chanting rounds, but I am unable to cut my attraction to celebrities. Like I get obsessed by their looks or acting or their work, and then I start to follow them on social media. Prabhuji, how can I stop this nature of mine to get attracted to celebrities? This nature of mine is kind of obsessive, and it's really a cause of distraction in my studies. However, there is only attraction at admission level, not lustful. Okay, that's very good. Okay, that's understood. That shows that you currently have not developed much of attraction for Krishna. That's why all of these celebrities who are, most of them are meat eaters, drunkards, womanizers. They are there. And they apply so many different kind of ointments and creams on their faces, which have got animal fat in it. So they also have deodorants and perfumes. They have animal fat in it. And they spray on their bodies and attract innocent minds like yours. That's, oh, they are so handsome. They are so good looking. But behind their good looks, there is dark reality. Yes. So if we see them in their entirety, who would like to love these celebrities? In their own lives, they are so hollow and shallow. And that's how we can get to see that either they are in drugs or they are drinking wine, they are smoking, they're womanizing, lusting with one woman, another woman, or woman is with one man, another man. That's the way their life is. So what character do they have? Most of them, not all of them, but most of them have got no character. And they are so short-tempered, very egoistic. So such people we love just because they have got nice packaging. But inside the packaging, the stuff is messy stuff. So that's why we should not just see the packaging part. We should see the inner content as well. So I would request you that you hear about Krishna more and more, so that one day only Krishna becomes the sole object of attraction for you. Not these mundane celebrities who are dry from inside. Very dry. Very dry. But yes, since it seems like you are since quite young, as you are studying, so you are quite young. So in young age, we get attracted by the looks. The looks are everything. But looks are not everything. Looks are very external. So when somebody is externally beautiful, that person is attractive. But somebody is internally beautiful, that person is captivating. So we should not be just attractive. We should be captivating. And these celebrities are only attractive. They are not captivating. Krishna is captivating. His pure devotees are captivating. So they should be our celebrities. The spiritual celebrities. Like Srila Prabhupada can be our celebrity. Yeah. Okay. So let's take a few questions from maybe some Pravesh Prabhu. Or say maybe Shyam Gauri Mataji has got a question.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Cool. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, Pravesh Prabhu, all right, you go ahead. Then you'll go for
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Prabhuji, you have said that Bhaktistan Maharaj refused the food which is given to Krishna by some local Brahmanas who do not have that much of consciousness. But you have also said that it is depend on the person who has taken prasadam, that if he has the consciousness that to take prasadam, then how to understand that this is done for us?
So here, in this case, Srila Bhaktisthana Maharaj wanted to teach lesson to the king. That's why he did not accept. In case, just like for example, like we when you go to Rath Yatras, in Rath Yatras, the cooks are not devotees. The cooks are professional halwais, the professional cooks. They come and then they make those preparations with big utensils. And sometimes they are also eating pan and they are making such food. And then it is offered to Lord Jagannath. And then we also take it. We do that. So in terms when there is Rath Yatras, in case devotees make, then that is perfect. But we see sometimes, even in India, we see that in Rath Yatras, there are not always devotees, they are cooking. So in case the cooks are professional, so that at least the one who is offering food to Krishna should be a devotee. Or maybe non-devotees and cut vegetables, but the one who puts them in fire should be a devotee. In case that is not happening, then the one who is offering food to Krishna should be a devotee. That's desired. And the worst case scenario, in case we have to honor prasadam, the one who is taking prasadam should have such feelings that Krishna has taken this. My Lord has taken. And then he actually chews, he munches into each and every morsel of that food, thinking that Krishna has taken. Oh Madhava. Oh Shyam Sundar. Then he would not be affected. But if one takes in such consciousness like that. But in case of Bhaktisthana Maharaj, he was trying to teach lesson to the local king. You should not be driven by these local non-practicing Brahmanas. That's why he did.
Okay. Rauji, can we also work harder and study more for Krishna so that we can serve him?
Yeah, you can do that. But not to the extent that you start that you lose your focus in chanting Hare Krishna. That I got busy in making money for Krishna to the extent that I stopped chanting Hare Krishna. To that extent, in case you chant your rounds nicely and then you can work hard for Krishna in case Krishna wants you to do that.
Yeah, I'm asking because tomorrow I have my JEE exam. So please give blessing also for that. It is very
comfortable. Stay away from girls. Stay away from mobile phone, smartphone. Study very well. All right.
How to do that particularly? Stay away
just
from all of
this. Away. Take your mobile phone and you are taking out, take out the SIM card and then that's it. Very simple activity. Yeah. And get a phone for yourself. Nokia 3310. Samsung Guru. Intex. Lava. You know those button-wala simple feature phones? That's it. In the beginning, little inconvenient. So but gradually you become used to it.
Yes.
In those feature phones, there is no game also. There's only that snake wala game. That and it eats apple, becomes a little elongated, and then ultimately then the snake puts the fangs onto his own body. Game over. That's it. Nothing else. So best.
Okay.
Then study. Smartphones are poison for studies. In case you want to be a student.
But classes are also held on this.
Use your laptop for classes. Because we do not open our laptop that often. But phone.
Yeah, good. That's true.
Yeah. So the finger of a student should go like this. This.
On this. Books.
Yes. In case it goes like this. This. That's not good for a student.
Restriction.
Yeah.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Who's next now? So now we have
Krishna Prabhuji.
Yes, Mataji. Hare Krishna, Mataji.
I had the similar question what Prabhu asked, like about the prasadam. But one more thing I heard, like when we do kirtan, like in a lot of devotee and kids, they come and they do kirtan. But question is like, you know, is Krishna hearing it? Sometimes I heard, so because you know they said the Krishna don't hear if you don't follow all the rules and regulations like that.
Krishna does not hear what?
Your kirtan and your prayers. prayers. When
Krishna will not hear the prayers.
Yeah, not actually prayers. The kirtan, like, you know, they sing in different tunes and things, but they don't chant really.
Who doesn't do this?
Our kids, Prabhu.
Our kids, when they sing in different tunes, Hare Krishna, so Krishna is not listening. You are, this is what you are asking?
Yes, yes. Miss, I heard, like, you know, we do kirtan. One time, my son went to one temple and they asked him, are you chanting 16 rounds? And he said, no. And they said, you cannot do kirtan now.
Okay, in temple, that's a different thing. But sometimes in our gatherings, when we have congregation programs, we let everyone sing Hare Krishna, because the one who is leading kirtan should have good standard of sadhana.
Yeah, so that's what leading yeah. Himself, I am saying, na leading. Leader is
leading, one should be a practitioner. Yes, one should be a practitioner.
They can sing, you know, they know tune, they yes. know all the instruments and everything. Yeah. But sadhana is not there, Prabhu.
So they can sing, but in chorus, they can sing. But in terms of leading the kirtan, so leader should be absorbed. In case the leader of the kirtan is absorbed, so those who are following, they also feel the absorption. Yeah. But in case the leader is not following the standards, not good. So ideally, those who are leading the kirtan should have good standards of sadhana. That's very, very important. Like I remember in Mayapur, they set the standard. Those who are coming for morning program, they can sing in kirtan mela. So many of the stalwarts, very famous kirtaniyas, their names were striked out. Well, you cannot sing because you don't come for morning sadhana. You don't come for morning program. And not that you don't have, that you are not having good health. You have good health. But we have seen you having pizza party 12 midnight and that too every day. So improve yourself and come and sing in kirtan mela in terms of leading the kirtan. Yeah, so there we should have go for good standards. But when there is no kirtaniya, then of course, then somebody has to lead. So then we compromise on standards in the beginning, but not otherwise.
Yeah. Thank you.
Mataji. So now we are Gaurangi Mataji. How are you doing, Mataji?
Hi, Krishna Prabhu. Always doing well if I'm seeing that you're giving class.
Wonderful. Good to hear that. Happy to hear
that. My question is in response to your answer earlier. When you said that, well, Krishna is feeding even the... No, you don't see any dead elephants or monkeys or ants from dying from starvation, right? So yeah. We should feel confident that he will take care of us. But we do see that, you know, jivas, you know, human beings in third world countries and even not third world countries, they do die of starvation. So many. Yes. So why yes. should we therefore feel so confident that Krishna will take care of us? This question comes
especially
up to me
devotees periodically. Should not worry. I understand. I know some of the countries, like some of the African countries, some of the countries here in India, Northeast countries, we have seen it. Like in Odisha, we have in India, people actually died out of starvation. Yes. So generally speaking, that in terms of animal kingdom, Krishna takes care of everyone. But when, so these are bhogyonis. So these animals, the birds and the beast, they are bhogyonis. That means they don't have the consciousness. They have now not very evolved in terms of their consciousness. So Krishna maintains them. Yeah. Now, when you come to human beings are karmayoni. Karmayoni means we have the choice. We have vivek. So, and we also bear karmas. You know. So that's why here we see that there are people can die out of starvation. In fact, astonishingly, in this world, 120 million people die out of because of obesity. And same number, 120 million people, they die out of starvation. Ideally, these people who are dying out of obesity, they should share their food with people who are going to die out of starvation. And they would also live because obesity would come down. And these people would also live that they got some money to, they got some food to eat. So that would balance, but yes, that's the nature of this material world that everything remains imbalanced. So 120 million, that's strikingly common. They die out of obesity, starvation. But now we come to the devotee. In the case of a devotee, Krishna maintains. Yes. Although we have our own karma. We have our karma. Yes. Krishna takes care of our karma in a way that at least for basic sustenance, we don't have to worry. Yes. and they are maintained by the devotees. Somehow or other, this happens. Like a group of devotees, sometimes they leave from ISKCON Mayapur Gurukul and they would go to say Jagannath Puri. And they would not make any arrangements, any calling. We are coming. Please make arrangement for our accommodation and food. Okay. All right. Nothing. They just carry one pair of dhoti kurta and they just keep on walking. So wherever they go, sometimes they sleep on in park. Sometimes they go to the underground parking areas. There they take rest. And every day somebody comes and says, hey, are you the Hare Krishnas? Oh, from where are you? Mayapur. One humble request. Today's lunch from my side. Please do not say no. And they would say, well, we never say no. We are hungry. Yes. So every day this happens. So once they reach the field, they could not see anyone on those fields. And that was Ekadashi day. They thought maybe today is going to be Nirjula Ekadashi because there's no one in the fields. So one guy came in tractor. He said, excuse me, guys, you are Hare Krishnas? Yes. I know one Hare Krishna devotee here. Please come along with me. And then this person took the devotees to one house of a devotee, Hare Krishna devotee. And that was Srila Prabhupada's disciples, Atma Tattva Prabhu's house. And they had the deities of Jagannath as big as room, Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra. Oh, and that day, Mataji cooked 15 item Ekadashi Prasadam for all these Gurukuli devotees. So they do this exercise to give this faith. Krishna maintains. Yes. So how he maintains is beyond logic. But he does maintain. Outside devotional circles, yes. Because of karma, people sometimes they starve. Like as per Manusmriti, those who waste food, those who insult food, those who spit on food, in next life, they get this karmic reaction that they do not get food to eat. They have to remain hungry. So it's like a karmic reaction that comes. But once you come to devotional circle, then Krishna said, okay, I'll manage your karmic reactions. Have prasadam. Yes. So Krishna, somehow he arranges. And we have seen the devotees, somehow they are getting maintained. Once devotees in Paris, they wrote to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, we are not having the money to give the rent of this place. Srila Prabhupada said, you just do kirtan, money will come. And they started doing kirtan. Now it was on second floor. From the windows came some currency notes. They counted exactly the amount of which was supposed to be given as a rent. And now this is on second floor. It's not even on ground floor that somebody put money. It is on second floor. Who can climb and then put money? So Krishna provided. How it happens is beyond our cognitive power. But Krishna maintains his devotees especially. Yes. Outside also in terms of birds and beasts, maintains. Human beings who have yet not become devotees, some karmic thing may happen with them. And that's why they tend to starve. But usually, Krishna maintains if one has faith. In case such a person may say, Krishna, I have faith in you, maintain me. If he says this even once, Krishna will send someone for sure. That's the Lord, the Supreme Maintainer. Yes.
So, is that okay? The living entities who don't yet come to the human form of life, if they die from starvation, they are also burning off some karma, right?
Yeah. Sometimes it happens, but it's very rare. Mm. Very, very rare. But usually it doesn't. They are maintained. Even in Antarctica, when they are like icy desert, they're maintained.
And
scorpions, the snakes, they're maintained in deserts. Maintained.
Non-devotee humans, because they have human form of life, they are held accountable for their past actions. And you said that, you know, yes, devotees also, they have karma, but actually devotees, we hear, you know, for them, karma does not actually apply, isn't it? Because Krishna is directly
karma applies, managing. But Krishna manages in a way that, yes, Krishna manages in a way that he maintains his life at least, and then he continues. Because even in a devotee's life, there is a phase of struggle. Sometimes it is there. In health-wise, there is a struggle. spiritually also struggling,
but
struggling with the mind.
Of karma, though.
It can
not
happen.
But not because of karma. There's the struggle is there, but because
Krishna
is allowing, right? Not because, not really.
Yeah, it's actually karma. Yes. So what does Krishna do? Like he, as explained by our acharyas, when somebody comes to Krishna, say somebody becomes a devotee of Krishna. So from the karma account of a devotee, Krishna takes all the karmas to his account. Now in devotee's account, there is no karma. But now Krishna keeps sprinkling something. So it's my own karma, not from Krishna, not from devotee account, but from Krishna account. But it's my own karma. So Krishna keeps sprinkling. And the devotee, difficult times are there. But all of this turmoil purifies him because he exhibits more dependency on Krishna. More and more and more. And this way Krishna sees, okay, purified. Yeah, he's purified. Now 99.99% karma is still left. Krishna burns this to ashes. But with some karma, which is our own karma, not from our account, but from Krishna's account, Krishna purifies. Purified? Yes, good. So this is how Krishna purifies.
Okay, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Welcome always.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, I am Harini Sevika from Bangalore. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, I want to just to say Hare Krishna to you. I want to talk with you, that's all. Please bless me, Prabhuji.
Oh, Hare Krishna, Madhava.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Dandavat Pranam, Prabhuji. I am really very much a fan of your lectures and all. I missed to see you in Seshadripuram temple in Bangalore, actually. Now I got this opportunity. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. I thank Guru and Krishna to get give this opportunity. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna. Okay, now we have Pooja Mataji. Yes, please go ahead, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam. Prabhuji, my question is, if a devotee only depends on chanting, I mean the base of his spiritual progress is only chanting. Then is there any any hope in this particular case, Prabhuji, that of any spiritual progress or spiritual advancement in Krishna consciousness, Prabhuji?
Yes, but good chanting, everything depends on good chanting, and good chanting depends on good association. Yeah, so that's why sadhu sangha is most essential, most critical. Very, very important. If you are away from devotee association, even your chanting will become dried up after some time. It will become very mechanical, cyclic. But so devotee association. And that's why Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj says, externally speaking, Harinam Sankirtan is the Yug Dharma. But internally speaking, Vaishnav Seva is Yug Dharma. If you have Vaishnav Seva, Vaishnav Sangha, that will lead to Harinam Sankirtan. More japa, more spiritual practice with feelings. Yeah. That will be the foundation of everything, of all success. So, but the foundation of the foundation is sadhu sangha, association of devotees, serving the devotees. That is what we should be doing. We get grace, and with that grace, we can become deep in our bhakti. We can become deep in our chanting. Yeah?
Yes, I want to include one point is there, that if I want to say that if the prasadam is not always available, and especially temple visit, all that kind of rituals. I mean, if the devotee is not from a devotee family, you know, sadhu sangha is there by the help of lectures and all, and chanting is always there. So, in that particular case, in the rare case, is there any hope of spiritual progress, Prabhuji? I know. I mean, how
of
to...
Of course, there is hope. Lot of hope.
Yes.
So, Krishna doesn't see how much you do. Krishna sees how much you could do and then how much you do. You understood?
Yes.
Krishna doesn't see how much you have done. He would see how much you could have done and then how much you are doing. How much you could have done, and then how much you are doing. Krishna sees that. So in your current situation, how much maximum what you can do, and then how much you are doing. Krishna sees that. Yeah. So in case you do not have a devotee family, right? So in such a case, do your best. What best you can do. Whatever food you have, at least you offer it to Krishna. In your heart, you offer it to Krishna. In case you can't offer bhoga, and pray to Krishna, Krishna, one day by your mercy, I'll offer food out of love to you. And you can also learn some cooking. Cook on your own. Some simple item, cook, offer it to Krishna. There are many simple items that can be cooked. That doesn't take time. There are many, and there you can have noodles, you know, boil them, put some jain masala, put some maybe sambar masala, put some kasuri methi, and then take them out, offer it to Krishna. That's it. You can also have upma mix, MTR upma mix, boil them, put one teaspoonful of ghee or butter, offer it to Krishna, take it. You can have some French fries, get some potatoes, make the chips, fry them, offer to Krishna, you can have it. Like, you can also have salads. Those who are naturopathy followers, they go for salads. Deliberately, consciously, they go for salads. It leads to weight loss. So let's go for salads. So there are many options. Many options. All right. So now we have Bhakti Prada Mataji.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dadar Pranam. Thank you very much for the answer. Prabhuji, I have another question. May I ask Prabhuji?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, Prabhuji, actually this is for my kids. They use lot of laptops, Prabhuji, because they have work in laptops. They use lot, and I cannot restrict them. I ask them to restrict time for 2 hours, but they prolong it to 4 hours, 5 hours, and he even sits till 10 o'clock. So I am fed up. How to tell them, how to teach them. I cannot shout at them and I cannot beat. This is so, I am getting so irritated with these things.
Mataji, a parent may not be violent with children, but parents can be strict with the children.
How I can treat Prabhuji?
Mataji, very simple. Just snatch it. Use your veto power. You'll do that.
He will tell us homework. I have homework, Mama. Because of you, if I don't submit, my marks will go down.
Good. So do your homework and then you give it to me. That's it. You do your homework. Nice. But I guess you're misusing it. Not allowed. Like I see nowadays, parents have become quite weak. They don't chastise their children. Like once, if I ask my mom out, in case if I become angry, Mom, I'm leaving home. She would say, Beta, doors are open. Please leave. I would not dare leaving the house. So nowadays, parents are not able to say that. No, don't leave, don't leave. Okay, whatever you want to do, do. You want to play with gadgets? Okay. No, but don't say that you are leaving. Parents are weak.
What to do, Prabhuji? The generation, we want to be strong, but we cannot, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Mataji, I think we lost Prabhu. He
probably it's frozen.
Yeah. There is a link in the chat box for Prabhu's class on parenting. Mm-hmm. Even though Prabhu is sannyasi, but he gave a beautiful class on parenting.
Okay.
Please do watch that.
Yes, Prabhu, definitely.
Ramaguri Mataji, Hare Krishna.
Or dropped off now, Prabhuji.
Yes.
Prabhuji, should I call him?
That's what I'm thinking, Mataji. It's very late, so I don't know if Prabhu will join back or...
I don't know.
It's up to you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Should I call Mataji? Prabhuji
is coming. Prabhuji is coming. Okay. He has some internet problem.
Yeah, he has joined.
I'm back. Okay, so where was I?
Parenting kids, Prabhuji.
Oh yeah, parenting the kids. So parenting is an art. Parenting is a science. Usually people learn by hit and trial method, but that's a very destructive way of learning. So, but yes, we need some strictness. So currently it seems like your children are in second phase. First phase is tampering. Second phase is correction. And then the third phase, 7 years, friendship. Do that. So don't be weak. Let them use the gadgets, not be used by the gadgets. Because technology is a very good servant and very bad master.
Yes. Actually, what they do, Prabhuji, they have homework, right? But they will open the windows. And when we watch them and when we say, just do your homework, they just close that window. They know shortcuts, a lot of shortcuts. So they do it, Prabhuji. And
there's only one shortcut, which is known as Alt-Tab. Or in Apple, it is Command-Tab. That's it. There is no other shortcut. So that's why place the laptop in a way that the screen is visible to everyone. They should not have any private. They turn the laptop in a way that they can do private surfing. No. It has to be turned in a way that screen is visible to everyone. So that's why then they cannot do all of this. The Alt-Tab thing. Alt-Tab. Mom gone. Alt-Tab. Movie. Ooh. Mom is coming to Alt-Tab. Alt-Tab. So make the screen publicly visible to everyone. But do your own homework. We are seeing. Yeah. Keep it up. All the best. With gadgets, privacy is bad. With gadgets, privacy can spoil.
Yes. Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you very much.
Okay. So now, Rajat Sharma, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, yes.
Will it be okay if I talk in Hindi? The words will come out of my heart.
Only English.
Okay. So, sir, actually, I did not believe in Krishna. I was like you, Shiva Bhakta. But as you said, Shiva came in my dream and he just said that take my hand. And after that, I automatically get attracted to Krishna. I don't know how, but then I was like, totally attracted to Krishna and all his teachings. Then I started reading books of Gaurang Das Prabhu and many. I came to realize that, okay, everything I'm going for is like material world. But when I see my friends or cousins, like they are achieving many things in their life, like going to Australia for studying and having a job there, and you know what I'm saying. So yeah. I feel like I'm somewhere lacking in this. I can get it, but I know that it is material world. If I satisfy my senses, it will create more, desire again and again and again, and there is no end for it. But I can't stop. One part of my mind says, yeah, go for it. You have one life and just
achieve it. So go for it now. So what's the problem? Do studies properly. You want to go to Australia? You want to go to Antarctica, Bermuda Triangle, wherever you want to pursue your studies, please go ahead.
I can go, but my family is here. Now, I can't use the reason that family is nothing. It's just replacing bodies. And
family is not nothing, but yeah, for studies you can go, but for only studies.
Yeah, sir. That's the problem. 99%.
You can afford.
Well, actually, I have got a job offer. And I can go there, but it's about like money. Then maybe I will change. Maybe my mind will become like the people of the of there. Like I will be in their sangat, and maybe I will become bad. You know.
Be conscious and be in good association, so that you can counter this bad association.
Yeah, I can try that.
Yeah, I will try. In case you are conscious, then that will really help you. Srila Prabhupada used to say, first you have to become conscious so that one day you become Krishna conscious. But in the beginning, we have to become conscious.
Sir, but can I do this Krishna Bhakti together with my studies? And
you can do, but you have to be conscious. You can do that.
Yeah.
You have to be conscious.
But it's so difficult to be in Krishna and then living in life.
It is difficult, but not impossible. One devotee said, Srila Prabhupada, spiritual life is so difficult. Srila Prabhupada said, yes, spiritual life is difficult, but material life is impossible. So which one you want? The difficult one or the impossible one? So the Buddha said, I think Srila Prabhupada, difficult one is good. So let's go far.
So yeah. both can be, I mean, we can live both lives together.
Sorry, yeah, of course we can. Yeah, we can do that.
So the biggest question is, why did you choose to become sannyasi when you can also take both the paths?
I was very ambitious. That's why I renounced all of these mundane ambitions. I went for spiritual ambition because I was very ambitious. I do not want anything less than Krishna Prem. That's why.
Okay, so I'm not doing something wrong, right? Because no. I was judging myself from, like, if Prabhuji is doing that, then why am I going for studies and all? I can also leave it. What is the meaning of that?
Yeah, Brahmachari, welcome to the gang.
Then what about my family? So many questions. Like, one thing I do, then another question will come. Then I do this. Okay.
In case you do not have much of financial obligations, you can join. In case you have much of financial obligations and you still feel that Krishna may or may not maintain your family, then you work, maintain your family, but in parallel, do bhakti and be conscious of bad association.
All right. I will try that.
The best.
Thank you, sir.
Now we have Shamarth.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, Nandar Pranam. Shamant.
Shamant, yes, please, Shamant Prabhu, go ahead.
Yes, Prabhuji, I know I'm studying in class 12 right now and I have my JEE upcoming. And I wanted to get some tips from you how to maintain my mind in a peaceful manner while I'm giving the exam and all the things, you know. That's the first question. And the second question is how to maintain my Krishna consciousness and in a same way which I'm doing now with the same enthusiasm. Even if I don't, if I get or not get any good rank or anything in the JEE, how to be unaffected from the results.
Have more sattvic food. That's very important. Whatever you study, study in a more graphical way. That leads to better comprehension. That leads to better memory. Okay. And also, whatever you study, you should also have a target of studying. That, okay, 60 hours. Say, for example, say every day you study for, say, 4 hours or say 5 hours. So that means in a month, 150 hours you have to study. So have a target of studying. That's very important. Wherever you study, keep that place very clean. In case it is a very messy place, we don't feel like studying. In case it is very clean, we feel like studying. So clean it as well. Whenever you study, you should also revise it there and then. In case you study page number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, revise 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Zap through 1, 2, 3, 9, 9, 9, 10. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Revise there and then 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11. Zap through 11, 12, 13, 19, 20, 21, 22. In this way, we should study. Share it with others. By sharing, fundas become more clear to you. Marks are not the only criteria of success. How much concepts are clear to you, that really matters. Okay. You can also highlight, make some notes in the margin area and also revise the notes as much as possible. At the end of the week, do not study anything new. Revise what you studied entire week. At the end of the month, give 2-3 days. Do not study anything new. Revise what you studied an entire month. In this way, you will save a lot of energy, better comprehension, more retention. All the best.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Okay, so now we have Indulekha Matri's question. Extremely grateful for your wonderful lecture. My doubt is that we keep hearing about devotees in scriptures saying that they will commit suicide. For example, today you told about Shivas Thakur. But we know that suicide leads to spiritual suicide too. How to understand this? Please enlighten. Basically, when they say suicide, nobody is committing suicide. Even Radharani says, you know, in your separation, Krishna, I'll drown myself in Yamuna. But who does that? Basically, they are expressing their feelings that Krishna, you are indispensable. In our lives, we are indispensable. Without you, we cannot live. So they are expressing these feelings through these kind of thoughts. But actually, nobody commits suicide in spiritual life. They all are happy people. Krishna's devotees are happiest in the world. So that's why they don't commit suicide at all. In case he's genuinely a devotee of Krishna. Genuinely. Quote unquote. Yeah. Hare Krishna, sorry Prabhuji to ask another question. 6 January 2023, my cousin's sister committed suicide. You said that who committed suicide, it becomes a ghost. It's not sure that she actually committed suicide because she is normal throughout the day. She worshipped the deity and just committed and there is no suicide note. The note, her neck is also lost. So did she became ghost or not? Well, in case somebody is genuinely a devotee, a person doesn't commit suicide, but misuse of free will, then one may have to become a ghost. And that's there. But in case those who are related to her, like for example, you, in case you chant Hare Krishna nicely and you pray to Krishna, so she would be saved from becoming a ghost. So she was not a devotee. Okay, you pray for her so that Krishna can save her from becoming a ghost and she can get human form of life as soon as possible. All right. So yeah, this one more question. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, material energy or modes of material nature are inferior energy of Krishna. We are marginal, which means better than inferior. So why are we under the inferior control? Shouldn't be the opposite. Oh yes, of course. Just like when elephant is fighting with a crocodile, but within river, crocodile will win because it is his area. Right? So crocodile would naturally be more dominating in waters. Why? Because that's his area. Even the elephant is superior to the elephant. So to the crocodile. So similarly, this is Maya Nagri. This is a place of Maya. So here Maya will win, even though we are the superior energy. Second reason, Maya is surrendered to Krishna. We are not surrendered to Krishna. So who will win? The one who is surrendered to Krishna, the one who is not surrendered. So the one who surrendered. So Maya wins because she is more surrendered to Krishna. 100% surrendered to Krishna. So that's why Maya wins in this world, although we are superior energy. But once we are controlled by the superior energy, that means Yoga Maya, then Mahamaya doesn't really allure. Somebody said, Srila Prabhupada, Maya is so strong. Srila Prabhupada said, no, Maya is not strong. You are weak. In your bhakti, you are weak. So Maya appears to be strong, but actually Maya is not so strong. Yeah. So our bhakti is weak. As soon as bhakti becomes stronger, Maya allurements, well, not really there. So these temptations become so weak because bhakti has become stronger. So Srila Prabhupada said, not that Maya is very strong. You are weak in your Krishna consciousness. Become stronger. Yes. Okay, Akshita Mataji has sent Hare Krishna Prabhuji Ma pranams. Its mind starts dwelling on compliments and praises. And we analyze this. How to stop it from dwelling around this thought? Make your spiritual activities more aggressive, very gross. Put your entire energy into it and gradually see that even thought process, the flow of my mental energy also goes gradually to that side. That's one thing. Also, in case these thoughts are ringing in your head, so then you can say, okay, my dear thoughts, my dear mind, you want to dwell into such thoughts, huh? Okay, all right. You can do that, but after chanting one round of Hare Krishna, we would dwell onto such thoughts. But after one round of chanting Hare Krishna. So once one round is done, mind is not in a condition to think of such thoughts. In case after one round, again mind says, hey, Akshita, let's dwell onto those thoughts. You said after one round, you will do that. One round is done. Now please do. Oh yeah, absolutely. But after one more round, in this way, keep postponing it and gradually they lose their momentum, their intensity settles down. So chanting Hare Krishna again and again, postponing it. Don't say no to it. No to such thoughts. Postponing. And these thoughts will gradually disappear. All right. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm too preparing for the JEE. Okay. At success, then there is a chance of getting proud. Do not worry. In case you become proud, Krishna knows how to diffuse pride. He has got various innovative ways. So do not worry about pride. Through someone, you would be humbled. Do not worry. Okay. My question is that I am a senior student in Kuchipudi, being practicing this dance from past 10 years. Sometimes while playing a ballet, I need to play character of a person who is offending Krishna. Like, for example, Hiranyakashipu. Is it an offense? No, not at all. You're just playing a role. That's it. Even in these leelas, like Hiranyakashipu, he's playing a role in Krishna leela of a demon so that Krishna can be given the pleasure of fighting. So they are also playing their roles. So in case you are playing a role in this drama of somebody who has also played a role, it's okay. But we should not have such a negative feeling towards Krishna. But in drama, one can do. In dancing, one can play such a role. That's okay. Yeah. Okay, you made a statement, one does 64 rounds can offer bhoga to Krishna, Bhagavan, then Lord accepts. Then what about us? Even 16 is not so pure, no pure chanting. Lord must have rejected already. Oh. So similar question was asked to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, it is written in Chaitanya Bhagavat that Krishna accepts food from a person who chants 64 rounds, but we chant 16 rounds. So will Krishna not accept? Srila Prabhupada said, you just chant your 16 rounds nicely and follow four regular principles. I will see how he does not accept. So that's assurance from Srila Prabhupada. He's from the inner circle of Krishna. He can say it. That you just chant your 16 rounds nicely, follow four principles, I will see how he does not accept. So don't worry. You're chanting 16 rounds nicely, offer to food to Krishna through Srila Prabhupada, Krishna will accept. Okay, I think we are done. Yes, seems like, yeah, we are done. Okay, thank you very much, devotees, for being there, asking such good questions. And thank you very much for your patient hearing. All of you trying to me.
Thank you for staying with us, Prabhu. Thank you for staying so long.
Thank you very much. Thank you.